Vrindavan Mahimamrita. We're reading this new section called Braja Sakhi Mahima, all the wonderful glories of the Sakhis of Vrindavan. And yesterday we heard about how the Sakhis are tasting the topmost bliss just with their eyes, what to speak of, directly serving Radha and Krishna in various leelas. And this category is called compared to the Braja Gopis, the celestial damsels on the higher planets, the demigoddesses, are nothing but pieces of straw. And that's certainly a bold statement by Prabhupada Saraswati. That's in chapter 6, verse 76, page 218. Trini Kuravat Sarvas Tridasha Taranir Navyo Vayaso Maha Madhuri Yoger Api Susama Yaikanga Gataya Varu Vrindam Varu Vrindam Vrindavana Bhuvi Bhajais Tandrasamayam Maho Dvandvam Nishpandayad Api Munindram Smaramana. In this particular verse, our author is speaking to an old friend of his, and I think many of you have met this friend, and it's a rather old friend, and sometimes not a very agreeable friend, often acts in a very cantankerous way, but it's hard, it's a friendship that's very difficult to give up with this friend. It's the old friend of the mind. So Prabhupada Saraswati says, "My dear mind, I know you want to worship all kinds of stupid things and ideas and people, but just worship the Braja Gopis. Why? Because their minds are fully absorbed in the transcendental mellows of Radha and Krishna's ecstatic love. And these Braja Gopis, they consider the beauty of all other young divine women as insignificant as straw in the street. Please also worship the young divine couple, Radha and Krishna of Vrindavan, who make the best of sages stunned by their beauty." So the Radha and Krishna are so beautiful that sages become stunned when they even think about their beauty. They become speechless and immobile. And the devotees who serve these beautiful forms of Radha and Krishna in such an intimate and confidential, sweet, beautiful way, the Braja Ramanis, the Braja Sundaris or Gopis, they consider that the beauty of each other, or their own beauty, as they serve Radha and Krishna, is far greater than even the ladies of the heavenly planets. Chuni Kurvat Saravas Tridasha Taranir Navya Vayas. And Navya Vayas means that juncture of from girlhood to youthhood. When a young girl starts to enter puberty and starts to bloom, they say the flowering, a girl is flowering. She starts to show the features and charms of a woman, a young woman. It's called Navya Vayas. And Tridasha Taranir, Tanani means women, girls, beautiful girls. And Tridasha means Tridashapura. It means Burubhuvatsva, the higher celestial girls. It's a very nice way of saying demigoddesses. Young teenage demigoddesses. Tridasha Tanunir Navyavayaso. It's a little different than saying teenage celestials. Teenage celestial girls. Female celestial girls. I mean, celestial girls. Saravas. Trini Kurvat. The Braja Mandris and Gopis, they think even celestial girls are like a piece of straw. You've heard of Trinada piece in each, you know? Maha Madhuri. Ogar Api Susama Yaikanga Anga Gataya. They're relishing the greatest sweetness of Radha and Krishna. The Vadu Vrindam Vrindavana Bhuvi Bhajais Tad Rasamayam. The Vadu, the Brajavadus. Brajavadus means those young married brides of Vrindavan, those 13, 14 year old girls just newly married in Vrindavan, Brajabhumi. And they're doing bhajan, this Rasamaya bhajan. They're doing Rasamaya bhajan of that beautiful, great pair, that Dwandvam. They're doing Rasamayam bhajam of the Maho Dwandvam. Rasamaya bhajan of the Maho Dwandvam. The Maho Dwandvam means the divine couple, Radha Govinda Yugal, Yugal Kishore. Munindram smaramana nishpandayand. When the greatest Muni Indra, when the greatest of Munis, the Indras of the Munis, the Lords of the Munis, the greatest exalted sages and rishis, when they simply remember smaranaman, when they remember the divine forms of Radha and Krishna, they become disturbed, they become immensely attracted and overwhelmed. This is the point I'm making here, is that the Braja Gopis, they make the demigoddesses look like straws in the street. Oh, mind, mana, please worship the girls of the land of Vrindavan, the Vada Vrindams, Bhaje, who with the splendor of a single beautiful limb and the flooding sweetness of youth turn all the young demigoddesses in heaven into blades of grass. That's nice. Please meditate on the very sweet and glorious divine couple, Mahamadhuri Yogar, who make the greatest sages stunned with wonder. This word nishpandayad means stunned. Stunned with wonder. This is a glorification of the beauty of Radha and Krishna. That even the most discriminating sages, the Vivek yogis, the greatest discriminating munis and rishis, when they know what to accept and what not to accept. Neti neti, not this, not this. But then when they come to Radha and Krishna, they say yes. They say an affirmative yes. Om, yes, this, and then they faint. They're eliminating what isn't essence, what isn't real, what isn't absolute. Neti, neti, not this, not this, not this. And discrimination and Sankhya, and Munis and Rishis. And then they finally land their eyes on the divine couple, and they say, wow, this is it. This is it. They say sarvati. Instead of saying neti neti, they say sarvati, sarvati, sarvati. Everything in this world, they say neti neti. Not this, not this, not this. This is not Brahman, that is not Brahman. This is not absolute, this is not real. Then they see the divine forms of Radha Govinda Yugal, and they say sarvati, sarvati, which means excellent, excellent. Om, om, affirmative yes. And they faint. Ah, they're stunned. The verse is a glorification of Radha and Krishna. And the verse is a glorification of the beautiful Taranis, Braja Taranis, beautiful young girls of Vrindavan. That even the celestial Taranis, you can imagine what a 14-year-old Devi looks like in the heavenly planets. Well, let's don't imagine. Don't imagine how golden, how effulgent, how beautiful, how charming, how stunning, how artistic, how clever, how refined, how elegant. How innocent, how playful, how attractive she must look. And the gopis say, huh? They're like blades of grass. Once one devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, can you tell us about your spiritual form? And Prabhupada said, if I described the beauty of my sarup to you, you would faint. You would become like these munis, nishpandayad. Stunned. And you're not even a Muni, you're a loony. You're my loony disciple. So that was a Prabhupada anecdote relevant to this verse. So this is a point that if one is on that level of understanding, having some glimmer idea of his Nitya Sharir, his sarup, his perfection of his life, then he laughs at the mundane presentations of imitators and would-be, could-be models and movie stars of this mundane plastic realm of irrelevance. So this is a very beautiful verse. Prabhupada Saraswati is reducing Rambaru and Urvasi and Tilotama and all the great, the one that came with that Rishi, Vishwamitra, Menaka, all the famous heavenly damsels and dancing girls of the heavenly planets. In this case, he's talking about their daughters. It's like, it's one thing to talk about Hema Malini, but then you can talk about her daughter also. Right? So those are the big players. Tilotama, Ramburu, Uravasi, Menaka, the highest ultimate. And Indra calls upon them when he wants to break the rigid tapasya of great yogis and munis around the universe that are threatening his post. But they have daughters, and you can imagine how beautiful they are. And they're Tridasha Tarani. Tarani means very shapely, beautiful body, youthful, young, teenage Tarani. Tridasha Tarani, Tridasha means Tridashapur, means the higher planets. Navavayas, they're just at the juncture of girls and young ladies, very tender, exciting age, innocence with enchantment, sweetness with captivation, very nice age. And this is the age of Radharani also, very tantalizingly attractive age. The next category here in our Brajasakhi Mahima, this is all, of course, Priyojana Tattva, no doubt. This is a verse because we're hearing about the beauty, so let's hear about the divine beauty of Radharani. Chapter 3, verse 107. 113. Nana divya vachitra varna tanu bir divyanga raga shraga akalper divya kishora mohana vaya shobha chamat karibi divyaneka kalit kalati koshla kritanander nija prayaso premande paremandate ti lalate radha saki mandale. This is a verse glorifying the beauty of Radha. Sri Radha, who is blinded by the love of her beloved Shyam, is surrounded by her gopi friends, her sakis. Radha is decorated with various transcendental cosmetics, flower garlands and garments. Her bodily hue is incomparably beautiful. Radha appears like a most enchanting fresh youth, and Radha is expert in many artistic skills. So Radha's beauty is enhanced by her decorations. Radha's beauty is enhanced by her association. Radha's beauty is enhanced by the intensity and objective of her love. She doesn't love herself or her own body like many people do. She loves the most lovable person, the reservoir of love, the reservoir of pleasure, Krishna. So she's honored and glorified and made especially beautiful because the object of her love is God, which makes everyone beautiful. And she's decorated so beautifully with transcendental cosmetics and ornaments. And she's also beautiful because of her association. Association can make you beautiful or make you ugly. Beautiful association makes you beautiful. Ugly association makes you ugly. And she's beautiful because of her own inherent form is youthful. And she's also beautiful because of her talents. A lady might have physical beauty and have no talents. So she'll never become Miss America or Miss India, because when they have beauty contests, they judge you not only physical beauty, but talent, singing, dancing, etc. So talent is a criterion of beauty. Talent, and here there's some other particular qualifiers or characteristics of what is actual beauty. Nana Divya Vichitra Varna Tanubir Divyanga Ragashrag. Her Tanubir Divyanga, all of her limbs are beautiful, transcendental. Kaupera Divya Kishora Mohana. Chamatkaravi, so wonderful. So many words here is Divya, the word Divya is used. Divya Neka Kalati Koshala. That's a nice phrase here. It says, she's Prema Anda Parimandite Radha Sakhi Mandale Mandala. Radha Sakhi Mandala. It's a really nice way of describing she's surrounded by her friends. Radha's surrounded by her friends. Oh yes, wherever he goes, he's surrounded by his entourage. He goes with his entourage. He's surrounded with his friends. Radha Sakhi Mandala. Yep. Raj Mandala, Sakhi Mandala, Ras Mandala. So the Sakhi Mandala. It's Radha Sakhi Mandala. Parimandite. She's ornamented. Completely ornamented. She's blind. Love is blind. This is Premande. She's blinded by the love of her beloved and surrounded by her gopi friends. That's the last line is the first line here. Decorated with various transcendental ornaments. Nana Divya Vichitra means various. Nana Divya Vichitra Varna. Her tanubir, her body is decorated with transcendental ornaments of various kinds. Her anga is rag. Rag, the color, the rag. Rag means color. Divya, her transcendental anga. Her transcendental form is incomparably beauty. I mean, her bodily hue is incomparably beautiful. She appears like most enchanting fresh youth. Divya Kishora Mohana Vaya. Mohana Vaya. Her Moha Vaya. She's a beautiful, transcendently attractive youth. Shobha Chamatkaribi. And she's wonderfully effulgent. An expert in many artistic skills. Kalati Koshala. Kalati Koshala Kritander means that she's expert in many different skills. There's another translation also. So this is a verse about that. Of course, all the verses are about Braja Sakhi Mahima and the glories of the Sakhis, and this is the topmost Sakhi, the most beautiful. Vrindavan here says, Vrindavan is very beautifully decorated by the circle of Radha's friends who display a wonderful variety of beautiful bodily complexions, who are wonderful with the beauty and charm of splendid youth, who are delightful with a splendid variety of artistic skills, and who are blinded with love for their beloved. So here it's taking the angle, for a different angle of vision. I rather prefer the first translation, which emphasizes the point I'm making about Radha being the object, the subject of this verse is Radha, which makes more sense to me in terms of the arrangement of the Sanskrit. Radha Sakhi Mandala. She's surrounded, she's blinded by love for Krishna, surrounded by all of her sakhis, and she has this beautiful form which he heard. Now we'll hear another verse. This is describing the Manjari, so the form of the Manjaris. This is, you can say, a generic meditation of one's, it's not any specific Manjari, but it describes the category in a general way. There are several places where the form of the Manjari is mentioned in a general way. What one's specific individual form is will be actually clearly seen and revealed at the level of Bhava Bhakti. That will be seen in the heart by the mercy of Bhakti Devi. One may before that, one may somehow attain some information about his siddhadeya from a guru, but it won't be seen or confirmed or realized until one attains bhava. And bhava is very clear. Whatever one's meditating on will be revealed clearly at that time. The distinctive characteristics of what color dress and what color complexion and the specifics of seva, etc. Although they may be given in a template form at an earlier time, and some in some particular groups they do like that. But this is a clear time. So even before that, Snat Kumara Samhita, which is considered a very ancient scripture, spoken by Snat Kumara of the four Kumaras, and that is the I believe that's Vishnu. Which sampradaya is that? Well, the Kumara sampradaya. Vishnu Swami, I believe. Now, Rudra Kumara Sampradaya, who is a representative of that? Nimbarka? Nimbarkacharya. Vishnu Swami is Rudra. So the Sanat Kumara Samhita also describes that one should think of oneself like this. So these are what we call general meditations, which if one has that Shastriya lobe, that shraddha, that faith, which is and greed, which, that natural greed, which is awoken by hearing and chanting and sadhusanga, high class sadhusanga, then he may be directed to think like this. Text 108. Chatarshoni barera valitraya valat shamodarer mohana. Karashi stana yugma kanchuka lasan muktavali mandite. Tatanka dyuti ditta gandamukari Sri Nasikagra Spurad Ratnaswara Nibada Motika Vara Kantya Jagan Mohana. The wastes, this is describing the gopis, the mandris, the wastes of the Vrindavan gopis are thin. Their stomachs are decorated with three lines. It's called Shivali. The reflection of pearls from their necklaces fall on their bodices that cover their breasts. That means the choli, you say? Choli. Their necks are illuminated with jeweled necklaces. The tips of their noses are decorated with pearl-studded gold rings. Nose rings. And their bodily effulgence bewilders the entire world. I once heard an acharya say that if you see a painting of Vrindavan Leela, Radha and Krishna, and their gopis are there, or Radha, of course, and the gopis, and they don't have a nose pearl, right, dangling from the septum, this is called the septum. They don't have a pearl dangling from their nose, they're not gopis. It's an incorrect painting. So many of the traditional Indian artists that depict gopis, they don't usually put a nose pearl. Some do, many don't. And this is considered the distinctive mark of the Braja gopis, this nose pearl, according to some acharyas. Yeah, there. If you read books on Vedic gemology, I've discussed this before in lectures, there's called a sarp moti. There's sarpmoti, oystermoti, whatever that is. Then sarpmoti, surmoti, and then oyster. Then the gajamoti. It's called gajamoti. The next word is gajamoti. Gaja means elephant. There are certain the elephant, the snake, and the wild boar, and of course the oyster, clam, whatever it is in the ocean. These particular entities, living entities, they produce what we know as moti, or pearl. The elephant produces a pearl inside of his head, inside of his cranium. Some kind of minerals get there or something. Like we have something called a stone. You've heard of a kidney stone? Have you heard of a kidney stone? Or a gallstone? It's in our human body, and it's a stone. It's not really part of our body. It becomes a little bit problem also, kidney stones. But it's formulated by a collection of crystals, etc., and minerals. You've heard this. So similarly, in the bodies of the, in the head of the snake, under, when it's the particular Swati nakshatra, particular Swati comes every month, but Swati is in a particular position in the sky, and particular moon sign, moon titi, and Swati Nakshatra, and the rain falls during that time. At that time, if there's a snake outside and the rain hits its head, somehow that forms the this type of pearl inside their head or in their on their head. It's a very, and they say the same thing when that rain falls in the ocean, it forms pearls in the ocean. This is the Vedic idea. It's a little esoteric to the modern scientists. And of all these different pearls I talked about, the cheapest and most readily available one is the oyster pearl. The hog pearl or the wild boar pearl. Hog pearl. Sounds rather gross. Hog pearl. It's a boar, whatever, like a sewer moti, whatever you call it. Wild boar. And the most costly, rarest one is the gajamoti, the elephant pearl. It's not shaped like an elephant. It's not that underneath Radharani's nose she has a little baby elephant hanging there. But it's guy's a very good artist, and he took a pearl and he carved an elephant out of it. You know, he's one of these India's miniature artists. You know, they do miniature paintings on ivory and stuff. So he got a little tiny knife and he carved a little baby elephant. It's this little elephant pearl. So it's a little misleading when people read Shastra. Radharani has an elephant pearl on her. Wow, how does she carry that elephant? It's actually a round, perfectly round pearl, and so effulgent and so valuable that it's like the difference between if you're wearing the most costly oyster pearl in the world from the ocean that everyone uses, it looks like a white plastic ball compared to a gajamoti. The depth of the lavanya, which means that inner radiance of a pearl, the radiance that comes out of a real pearl, it's called lavanya. That it's the glow of youth. Also, when I describe the gopis of Radha and Krishna, they have lavanya. It's one of their characters, lavanya sagar, an ocean of lavanya. They say the radiance of youth. Always, her face was glowing with youth, or his face, that inner lavanya. Yeah, they're because you know they're Radharani's friends, so she distributes her pearls. If you have rich friends, you get costly gifts. You have rich friends, you get costly gifts, isn't it? If you have a millionaire friend, he's going to give you a necktie for your birthday? Yeah, he'll give you a Rolls Royce or something decent. Or at least he'll get a custom car. If he's really rich, he'll get a custom car for you made. Hey, listen, he calls up the Rolls Royce dealer and says, look, can you make me a station wagon? So they make a chopped Rolls. You know, they chop off the roof and they make a, you know, make a Rolls Royce pickup truck. You know, who knows? Anything's possible with money. Then you drive up and say, look, I got your birthday party. You like trucks, I got your Rolls Royce pickup. I got your Rolls Royce pickup truck. I mean, the sky's the limit when you're rich and have an imagination. So Radharani gives, it's prasadi. No, all the sakis are wearing prasadi moti. Prasadi hati moti. Gajamoti. Radharani gives them their prasadi pearl, nose pearl. That I can't say, but this is the actual idea, meaning of what is a gajamoti. That was a little question like that about 25 years ago also. I was clarified. Also, I read myself and Shastras about how there's different, how gems appear and things. So I studied some books on Vedic gemology. Understand what is a real gem and a false gem and a flawless gem and a fake gem. So the conclusion I came to, basically there's nothing real in this world. Everything's cheating and all good things are gone in Kali Yuga. Kalera doshan adhei rajan astyeka mahagunan kirtana leva krishnasya mukta sangha param vrajet. There is no other way to go. Param vrajet, vraja, vrajet. The topmost movement, the fastest movement, param vrajet. The only way to go in this ocean of faults and of fake jewels and fake food and fake milk and fake people and fake institutions and fake everything. But in this country, everywhere people chant the name of God. Jai Shri Ram, Shri Krishna Shanamama, Hare Krishna, Jai Nitai, Radhe Radhe, Jai Bam Bam Boli. Everywhere they're chanting some name of some God. That's the beauty of India. That's what makes India Dharma Bhumi. Externally, it's nothing but Nakli Bekar Desh. So, and it's proclaimed in Bhagavatam. Kalera Doshan and Hey Rajan. There's just an ocean of faults everywhere. The Vrajamandris have beautiful broad hips, slender waist marked with three folds of skin, enchanting beautiful breasts decorated with bodices, and strands of splendid pearls. Mirror cheeks. Their cheeks are very shiny like mirrors. splendid with earrings and beautiful noses decorated with pearls studded with jewels and gold. And these Braja Ramanis, these Braja Mandri Sakis, they enchant the entire world with their beauty. So this is the glories of these Sakhi Manjaris, thin waist and Chibali, beautiful translations. They enchant the whole world. So it says here, Kantya Jagan Mohana, Mohane, the Jagan, the Jagat Mohan, they completely bewildered and captivate the whole universe. Muktita Varai, this Moktika means a pearl, nose pearl. Ratna Swarna, jewels and gold. Nasikagra, Shri Nasikagra Spurad, manifesting on their beautiful Shri Nasik means their beautiful noses. They're sporting or manifesting a beautiful jeweled inlaid golden ring, nose ring, pearl ring. Duti Ditta Ganda Mukare. A very beautiful meditation. We'll continue tomorrow with